And Ardoya and Mechuza, those were all great yeshivas, and they lasted for hundreds of years, and they're remembered eternally. But that's not us. That doesn't belong to us. What the Torah there belongs to us. What was accomplished there belongs to us. But eventually we have to go. And you see, in our time we went, there was an unbroken Jewish community in Bovel for 2,500 years. There's nobody left today. Gone. 1952, they closed it up. The Jews were in Poland for 1,000 years. Gone. So that's what happens. Right? So Jews know that. They know that deep down in their hearts. So they weren't willing to argue. Also, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola had, you know, some major league hitters. I mean, Ezra and Nehemiah, these are hard, they're hard people to disagree with. And they were very strong people. And they were not willing to give in on the point. And because of that, therefore, they established that primacy. Yes?
Yeah. Didn't that come along with a lot of corruption too?
This, the corruption comes later. The corruption comes from after the time of the Hashmonaim, the corruption, it comes. First 150 years were solid years. The corruption comes later with the coming of the Greeks and assimilation and the monarchy and everything else. Then that's when the corrupt. But if you have a Kohen Gadol like Shimon HaTzadik, right, there's no corruption. Right, if you have Yeshua Kohen Gadol, there's no corruption. These are people that are giants. And therefore, it is because of their schus that the Kuna Gadola was able to withstand all the pressures for so long. Because the Kohen Gadol saw himself as the successor to Shimon HaTzadik. Depends whom you succeed. Right? They all they've said many times Coolidge is rumored to have said it. Coolidge ran for vice president in 1920 with Harding at the head of the ticket. So he was rumored to have said that Harding is not entitled to succeed Woodrow Wilson, but I can succeed Harding. Which he did. It depends whom you're succeeding. It depends, you know, what the madrega, what the level is. So the part of the task of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola was to establish Yerushalayim as the merkaz, as the center. Now we have an evidence of that. One of the famous ancient documents, believe it or not, there was a Jewish garrison of mercenaries, Jewish soldiers, who were hired by the Persian army and who were stationed at what is today the Aswan Dam. It's called Savan. It's the same word like savannah. And then it was called Yeb. And in Greek it was called Elephantine. Because they had elephants there and they brought elephants from there. And here was a Jewish group of soldiers who lived there with their families, by the way. They were on permanent station there, about 150 families. And they didn't know anything except that they were Jewish. So they wrote a letter to the Kohen Gadol in Yerushalayim asking him certain basic shailas. What day of the year next year is Rosh Hashanah? Where do we get matzahs for Pesach? What are we supposed to do? How do we build a mikveh? Which way is the shul supposed to face? Absolutely fascinating. And we have fragments of those documents that were found about 95 years ago. And they're called the Elephantine Papyrus. It was written on reeds, on papyrus that was made from reeds, which grow on the shores of the Nile. They made it into like a parchment, and they wrote to the Kohen Gadol in Yerushalayim that he should tell them. And that's what the Anshei Knesset HaGdola wanted. All questions to be addressed to Yerushalayim. And they were able to publicize that, and this is just an example. The Kohen Gadol there was a man by the name of Bagoas, whom it was not clear to us. We even have a copy of his answer